Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Coming up, Homeland Security wants you to have to carry a travel card with your date of birth, authorized routes, occupation, your employer, when you were born, where you live, just thousands of pieces of data, and they're already sending police, military, all over the country, onto buses to just search and check everybody. But illegal aliens, literally, they've been told, just leave them alone. It's not even catch and release anymore. It's just leave them alone. Sheriffs have been told, hey, you're not going to get federal funds if you keep arresting illegal aliens, even when they're committing crimes. Just release them. But they're going to make you live in a living hell of Nazi control. And a bunch of Big Brother news. There's just so much. But I promised I'd go to your calls, and I'm going to them right now. Let's talk to Donna in Mass. Donna, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. To let you know, we've been airing your videos up here on Public Access TV. And,
you're a sweetheart.
Yeah, and it's a lot of feedback, so it's good. But the reason I'm calling is I was, listening to your discourse on what's going on in Iraq and with our soldiers in particular. My husband is a former airborne ranger. He was special ops, Vietnam. A lot of stuff happened. You know, a lot of stuff he was involved in. But what happened is he came home. He realized the truth. You know, quite a few years after what was done. You know, after he came out of the denial stage, and I called you about a year ago because our house was raided, and the cops took all his guns because he is a gun collector, or he was, and charged him, with illegally possessing.
Well, this happens. Well, and I'll hold you over if need be, Donna. So don't worry about me jumping in here. Every day, I hear on the radio, I read a news article, and I'm only seeing a fraction of these, where some doctor or some insurance salesman or some veteran or up in Maryland, you know, cop of the year, and they still raid his house because, well, you just had too many guns, and we think that's an arsenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, what if you want to just collect guns because you have a Second Amendment right? But what about just because they're a good investment? Every gun I've got has gone up 30-40%. Some have tripled in value. I mean, I got guns I bought 10-15 years ago that are just have gone up. Why can't we have a safe full of guns? Why can't we? Why do they do this? And they always just make something up. This clip holds one too many bullets. Or you did. What happened? And let me tell you, former Special Forces soldiers, this is what you had to look forward to. You're all on list. You're all being echeloned. You're all being. That is. They really watch those guys.
Well, I just think that, you know, if you come home and you don't become one of these Homeland Security thugs, you're going to be on that list.
See, exactly.
And you're not going to be allowed to have anything. And they still watch him. They haven't been able to get him on anything, but they've taken everything he has. But I think they know that they can't take away your mind. They
well, I mean, your husband could take over an entire police station with a butter knife.
He could, and they know that they see him as a threat because he is a good, honorable.
Look, if you're highly motivated with a machete, you see, if you go in first, and we're not violent, folks, whatever it comes down to this, when you're attacking, when you're motivated, when you're striking, when you're fighting for your family, you're unstoppable. With a knife, you can take a gun. And then with that, do whatever you want. I mean, it's a joke. They can't stop us. They're afraid of us. They want to abuse us. That's why they want our guns so bad, Donna. And I just want to tell them, it's useless. There's nothing you can do. You can't stop us. If you guys move with your Nazi Germany system, you're going to lose.
Yeah, they will. They
Donna,
will.
Donna, anything else?
No, thanks for everything you're doing, Alex. You keep putting these videos out on public access.
Well, you know what? Stay there, Donna, because I want to hear about, you say you've gotten a lot of feedback. I want to hear negative, positive, you know, the mix of the response you've gotten up in Mass airing my film. Stay there. Come back to you on the other side briefly, and then we'll get on to everybody else. PrisonPlanet.tv, check it out. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So many times the police raid a house, take the guns, and then make you fight them in court just to get the guns back. And if you're lucky, you get them back, but then you basically can't even sue them for wrongdoing after it happens. And a big wake-up call was New Orleans. Surrounding areas, middle-class areas, refusing to turn their guns in, old ladies, house full of food, high and dry. It's about training you to accept their authority. Days after they did the gun sweeps, they said, okay, now you can come back into the city. It was just like marching onto the buses and saying, everybody show us IDs, just randomly every day in areas of Denver. And once you pull them out, they don't even look at them. Everybody pulls them out and holds them up, and they just walk off the bus. It's about gelding you. It's about training you. It's about emasculating you. It's about domesticating you. And our troops are being warped. They're being turned into psychopathic killers. I mean, the Marines always had, you know, chants about killing a commie for mommy, but you ought to, there have been news articles about the chants now about mowing children down and, you know, killing the little bleepers, and it's really evil stuff that the Marine Corps never did that in the past. And by the way, that doesn't make them tougher. You know, they're trying to hype them up into some type of crazy fever. The people really don't fight well from that area of their brain. History shows. I mean, it's about duty and honor and really being involved in a good cause. And you can't lie to yourself. People are always more motivated who are really fighting for a real cause. These big bully armies always think they're unstoppable, and they always fail. This is not our government. This is not our military. It is run by a bunch of psychopathic killers. But we were talking in the last segment to a caller, Donna in Mass, and she was saying they air my films there in a town in Mass. What response have you gotten? Good, bad, ugly, or?
Well, a little bit of everything, but there's definitely a lot of interest. I mean, it has caused people to become quite excited and upset at times. But the station, the public access station, the management is very good. They basically cite the First Amendment to them. They just say, well, they don't, that people will say, well, how can you allow this on your programming?
There's little Nazis that love what Tony Blair's doing, arresting reporters and people. They think that America, you shouldn't have free speech.
Yeah, there are people up here who believe that. They think that this stuff should not be allowed.
What percentage are they?
I would say they're few and far between. They're very vocal. Most of them are obviously quite ignorant.
What type of feedback are you getting just from the general public?
I would say from the general public, there is some keen interest for the most part. I think that they cannot argue with the facts, and I think that's the thing that's good about your videos is that they're very factually based.
Well, that's what we do. I mean, how do they argue with footage of FEMA, which really upsets some police chiefs when they see it who are evil? I mean, when it shows FEMA saying the founding fathers are bad, the American people are the enemy, that the federal government is here to destroy the Constitution, that the Constitution's bad. I mean, when you've got them arresting a woman on the side of the street for having my videos, when it's from their squad car, when you have Bush saying we're going to have a new world order, when you have Gary Hart saying we're going to use 9/11 for a new world order, when you have the local newscast saying, look, they're removing the bombs from OKC, when you have the actual Andy Rooney saying we all need to take microchips to prove we're good, I mean, explain to me, well, this is just all lies, or this is just evil, this is just un-American. What is it? My films just show you what they're doing. Alex Jones is of the devil. I mean, I've had a national Christian broadcaster, huge, and I don't even give them attention or give their names, write articles and attack me on air. Hey, Alex Jones is of the devil, telling lies about Bush and Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. Why, Bohemian Grove just don't exist. Alex Jones is of the devil. I'm of the devil because I went in there and got footage of him worshiping Moloch? I mean, come on, people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
These people who make calls like that don't even identify themselves usually, and they hang up before they hear any response. I mean, these are the kind of people they generally are. So, they don't really have an argument. They're totally emotional. So, but the facts do stand for themselves, and I think that's why your videos have had a positive impact. I mean,
let me ask you a question, Donna.
The question, right?
Do people, when they started getting these complaints by these individuals, did they air the shows more or the same amount or at a later hour? Was there any retreat at any level by the station?
Actually, no. The station is very good about just stating we do have a First Amendment and if people have, if somebody has something worthwhile they want to present on public access, we give them the time to be able to do that.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, and keep it up, Donna, and say hi to your husband for me.
Okay, Alex. Take care.
God bless you. There's people all over the country, literally thousands of Access TV facilities have aired my documentaries. And you go down, you sign up, you air them. They have a massive effect, and I want to commend those of you out there that have done it. That's why Rick Perry is moving here in Texas, not just to make all the major roads, all the major thoroughfares, all the major Texas highways, toll roads with a transponder. He's also moving at the state level to shut down Access TV. I mean, I had to spend over $10,000 to sue Access TV, to take them to court. They lost their franchise, a new group's there, and is sworn to not restrict free speech. I mean, I actually had to get in there and sue them and do it. And that's because I believe so strongly just, and Austin was being seen as a benchmark, by the way. This was in major telecommunications publications that the battle in Texas is being watched, and the battle in Austin was the center of that larger battle here in the state. And I had to go in there and do that. And when, and I don't completely trust the new group. I'm watching them like a hawk. Somebody's got to do it. And it is a great tool to educate people, and it's something we should all use while it's still here. Who knows who you're going to wake up? Well, say you live in a small town of 10,000 people, and there's 5,000 cable subscribers. Well, you put a show on during prime time when over half the city, you know, 8 o'clock at night's watching TV with their TV dinner. They're flipping through the channels. They see my films. They're going to stop. You show my videos for a year once a week, you're going to have most of that 5,000-person audience. I mean, that's worth it. Now half the town has seen that. And right off the bat, on average, about half of them will wake up, will know what's happening. They'll now be informed. The other half won't believe it, will think it's all lies, but about half of those people over the next year will actually see what I reported on come true, or they'll be abused, and they'll turn over to us. This is like selling snow cones in hell. I mean, when all these TV pundits get up on TV and say, we should all take chips, we should be forced to take chips, I'm not a radical because I get on the air and go, well, that's really Big Brother, folks. They're going to use this to control us. Here, Verichip says to buy and sell, and it's going to be the new world system. And our own Pentagon says it in this January 6, 2000 document. Here, I posted it. It's a direct link to the Pentagon. Here, would you like to read this? And then people go do it. They go, my goodness, the Army says that we're going to be totally controlled and that they're going to force us to take chips and break up our families and put us on drugs. And it's really true. I mean, I didn't write this. I'm sorry they're implementing it. I'm sorry it's true. Do you think I like this? I'm sorry the troops are riding around playing satanic music with human skulls and heads hanging off the tanks. I'm sorry they're raping women and children. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the dollar's been devalued. I'm sorry they're building prisons everywhere and it's the biggest part of our economy now. I'm sorry criminal devil worshippers run the country. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they created radical Islam and funded them in the 50s. And I'm sorry Al-Qaeda, CIA, and attacking us. I'm sorry. I didn't make it that way. That's how it is. And the world doesn't change because you play mental tricks with yourselves and decide, oh, that's just not true. Yes, it is. It is true. Well, we got people who love to exercise power, totally sociopathic and sadistic, who see you as dumb animals, who have active programs in the pike to dumb us down even further. And folks, none of us are safe. I keep saying that. We're not safe. Lying down is dangerous. We got to fight. It's all we can do. All right, I've now gone to one caller. Let's go quicker now. Patrick in Maryland, go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex.
Hi.
I've got several concerns, but I'll just mention two. In response to this domestic travel card and the continued loss of freedom, I really believe the time is here to get out of all large and medium-sized cities as soon as possible while people still can before the next planned so-called terrorist attack. That's going to bring about martial law throughout the nation. When this attack happens, people will probably find it difficult, if not outright impossible, to leave major cities. I mean, I can foresee the time in this country when people have to, they'll have permission from a, I guess you'd call it like a local commissariat to move, sort of like they did in Russia, you know. You have any comment?
From L.A. to Austin, Texas, there are proposals to fit every car with a kill switch and new manufactured cars. I mean, tens of thousands of them, and that was a few years ago when I saw that in the industry publications. All cars are going to have kill switches phased into them.
Okay.
Also, they are talking about implementing a bunch of other systems that do that. And I agree with you that for people that can't leave their big city that need that job, whether it's an acre on scrub brush, it doesn't matter. Everybody needs an escape route, multiple ways to get to that place, and need to have supplies pre-positioned to get out of the city if need be.
Exactly. See, you want me to hold over? Or
yeah,
what?
Hold over. I don't want to cut you short. I'm the master of going to callers 2 minutes before we go to break. Stay there, Patrick, and then I promise we'll go to John and Joe and Virginia and Possum and everybody else.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Laze Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Masses of news and some interesting audio clips are coming up later in this hour. Right now, let's go back to Patrick in Maryland. Patrick, continue making your point, please.
Okay, before I go on to the other concern, I'd just like to say one thing. The lessons of Hurricane Rita, with those miles and miles long traffic jams, could tell people they're not going to be able to leave cities easily when a big disaster happens. They really ought to learn from that.
Well, actually, you'll have about 5 hours because the average person will go listen to hear what the government tells them to do first because, you know, we have to ask the government basically how to wipe our own noses. And adults nowadays are like frozen at the level of five-year-olds.
I agree.
So in most cases, you'll instantly have to have an escape plan. You'll have to be able to make that decision and then get on the road. But you should have alternate routes already drawn onto a map that's in your glove compartment and be ready to go. And, I mean, folks, I live by this. I mean, I've got duffel bags packed, loaded with food, water filters, firearms ready in a locked-up area. I'm instantly ready to evac out. And it's serious. And it's not because I think it's going to happen in my area. It's that it could. And that's how my forefathers were. They were always ready to boogie. People aren't ready to boogie now. You're just told to love the government and worship them.
Okay, the next thing here concerning is, I would say this, you know, based on what you have said about the endless propaganda pouring forth by government, I would say to clear your mind of the New World Order pollution propaganda, it's necessary to disconnect as much as possible from the dark influence of corrupt movies, revolting music, filthy videos, depraved TV shows, dishonest TV news media, government propaganda. I mean, in place of all this, people really should just get rid of the mind-destroying garbage. Instead, they should read great books, listen to great classical music, study fine art, you know, take nature walks, you know, do other uplifting things. Steer clear of the popular culture.
Well, I agree with you. That's all extremely empowering, and I appreciate the call. And, you know, we're all flesh and blood, and flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and a lot of the more bestial stuff is enticing. I mean, I still go see violent movies myself, not the more mindless ones, but, I mean, I still imbibe in some entertainment, just not great gouts of it, not huge levels of it. And my children do not watch TV. Every once in a while, we let them watch a nature program or some learning program about the ABCs or something when they're really little, but it's a rare, maybe once a week treat or something. And you look at the other children, they're spectators. They're not active in life. They're not questioning and questing. TV robs you of that. And I've gone through all the studies and the evidences of it, but it really is true. And I'm not tooting my horn for radio, but radio actually invigorates the mind, that the studies have shown, even more than reading, because you are truly imaging everything that is being discussed. And it spurs the cognitive and creative areas of the brain. Reading does as well, and in a different way. I think it's more fair to say that they both equally do it, but some of the studies show radio even more. TV puts you into a lower state. Not just the flicker of the TV screen, which it's designed that way, by the way. That's mainstream, taught in colleges, in higher-level media classes. So understand that is not a conspiracy. John was next in Texas, but he just hung up. We were going to him right now, but John is gone. So we'll go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Holiday greetings.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in while I pontificate.
Okay. I just picked up the newspaper this morning, and the Citizens for Responsible Government want to recall Governor Doyle. Now, he isn't a favorite of mine because of his tracking of all cell phones, but he is against voter IDs and disenfranchisement of people, so there's no funny stuff at the polls. And I happen to be a registrar, which I can tell you, we keep good records, and there were maybe five clerical errors that all of a sudden, now we have to take care of this huge scandal. Anyway, these people, the Citizens for Responsible Government, want to do a recall election, and their claim to fame was our original county executive. What he did was he made a huge pension package for the people that were CEO executives of our county. And they had the funds for it because they had a lot of municipal bonds that they invested very well. But they stirred up the community and said, they don't deserve this. And it sounded like it was the right reason, but for the wrong, you know, effort.
Oh, absolutely. All the time the elite bring down even their own minions because they're not doing exactly what the elite wants. Then they put their own person in and they'll burn them for just the pettiest of issues. But you're right. Your governor wants to have a new state tax to... Well, we'll just do it again with this caller. Stay there, because I want to talk about the cell phones themselves. Again, I get emails every week going, wow, I saw it on TV that my cell phone tracks everything I do. I didn't believe you 10 years ago. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What the caller is bringing up is just another window into the sophistication of having to battle the New World Order. Even if a politician is bad at many levels and following along with what the lobbyists want on some key issues, sometimes if you see the real elite interest come after them, and I'm not verifying, I'm not aware of what he's talking about in Wisconsin. It's local politics, and I'm ignorant on much of it. If you do see the big guns coming after somebody, and you do see some of their little phony rent-a-mom groups or phony grassroots organizations, and there's plenty of those, it's pretty easy to find out who they are just with a Google search, then you've pretty much then need to throw your support in behind the individual who's being routed out at that time. So same thing with Hugo Chavez. I mean, he does lots of things that aren't perfect, and I don't like some of his big government socialist leanings. But compared to the globalist, he's heads above them. And he definitely is a rogue. And by rogue, I mean that in a good way. He is not going along with the globalist, and that he is not part of some, from what I've seen, some larger operation. He is aberrant. It's like I was really no fan of JFK on many of his policies. But I was there at the end a fan of, and of course I wasn't even alive then, I mean looking get his 3 years, 3.5 years, or less than 3.5 years in office. I guess it was about 3 years in office, actually. That doesn't matter. The point is, looking at the way the man changed, he then really believed that he was a leader. He said, this Federal Reserve's private, ripping the people off. I'm going to have the government issue the money. I'm going to get us out of Vietnam. This is a disaster. This is actually designed where we're going to lose this thing just to make money. Hey, wait a minute. I'm going to cut taxes by 50%. That actually causes the tax revenues to go up because people make so much more money. But the government, the Federal Reserve, wants to keep taxes high to actually have control of the economy. It isn't about getting money into the coffers. It's about control. That's wrong. Hey, I'm going to abolish the CIA. They want to carry out Operation Northwoods and carry out terror attacks and start war with Cuba and the Soviets. I'm not going to do this. And so they killed him. And every time I defend JFK or in my film The Road to Tyranny, I show how he at least turned to goodness at the end and tried to be a leader. And I've gotten a few calls and emails. How dare you say JFK was good? You know, he slept around and he used drugs. And I don't like JFK. I'm not saying he was a perfect person. But compared to these, and I'm not giving you some lesser of two evils debate. You know, when they give you the left and the right candidate, and then really they're cousins and members of the same organization, that is a false choice of lesser of two evils. I'm saying once somebody's in power and the elite is coming after them, just helter-skelter, Katie bar the door, and that individual is holding up their agenda, you should at least passively support them. But getting back to Wisconsin, this is actually in my film Matrix of Evil. The governor, I guess 2.5 years ago, proposed, and I never saw where this went, to use a statewide tax to put in the FEMA emergency centers live tracking, lifetime tracking of all the cell phones, because they already had that capability. That was already designed into them under a 96 law implemented in 2001 fully, and that is the federal plan. And he's following that federal plan to then have those local command centers track you live time with them, because now it's going to take money to have the people watching those and tracking those and quote, taking your emergency call. But so I was interested from the listener, since he lives in Wisconsin, and he brought that up. Where is that now? Where is that now, Joe?
I don't know. I was just going to say for last comment was the county executive we have now, Scott Walker, he has gutted the county budget. You know, he's cut it, emergency room reimbursement, the general assistance, basically every social program, but all of his little pet projects like footbridges, you know, he can throw $10 million at no problem. And if you want, I'll look up to see where the cell phone thing is and also give you some links to the news article online.
Okay, thanks a lot. And again, all over the country we hear county budgets, city budgets, school budgets, state budgets are being slashed right now, but the feds are piling on more and more unfunded mandates. They don't even give the state money that it took in the first place to implement that. So huge tax increases that massively outweigh the paltry sum that Bush put forward in his tax cut plan. And I'm all for cutting taxes, folks, but don't cut one tax and jack up 100 others and then tell me my taxes are lower. I mean, it's a smoke and mirrors parlor trick, really. But the point is, actual money being spent, actual money coming into coffers, actual expenditures across the country are at record levels. It's just that the lion's share of that is now just debt. It's paying debt to the investors of that debt. And that's how the Federal Reserve System is set up. It is designed to create a black hole where you always go into greater debt than you could ever be able to pay off. It's designed to fail, like a loan shark loan. And again, we have IMF World Bank documents on this going back 30 years. We got more of them 3.5 years ago. The BBC did, Greg Palast. And I mean, there's handbooks on how to do this. And then how to finally have a depression and have riots and then call in martial law and set up a police state. And then the private interest actually then are able to install their own leaders. So it's just private interests that are bigger than any one nation who literally are international going around destroying countries. That's why people go, well, the policies, the economic policies don't make sense. Why? Don't they want the economy to be good? No, they don't want that. They want you to have the illusion of it being okay and to have you in this whole debt system. I mean, it's not conservative that Bush has spent more money than all other presidents combined before him. His daddy, Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Ford, Nixon, LBJ, Kennedy, right down the line, Eisenhower, Truman, Roosevelt, right down the line to George Washington in 1789. Right down the line, 220-something years, he spent and borrowed more. It's outpaced it greatly. Paul Craig Roberts, a big economist, talked about that a few weeks ago. I wasn't aware of that. I knew he doubled the spending. Those numbers were a few years old. I have a tendency to go off old numbers. In fact, I always hear Alex Jones exaggerates. Actually, I've found I'm normally under the amount. It's almost always worse than what I say. It's just that you don't have the data. You should get that data. I mean, here's an example. Earlier last hour, I just read the headline of the Washington Post about Pentagon to surveil the American people. When you read the article and it gives some of the small little side issue, non-threatening type stuff, it makes it sound real reasonable. And so somebody will hear me make that claim. They'll go read that one article, whereas I've read 500 on the subject and been to the training ops and interviewed the people that were busting down doors in the late 80s and the 90s and, you know, interviewed the police chiefs who they tried to bribe and, you know, the foreign trips and, you know, all of it. A whole lifetime of studying on this, decades of studying, and it's just, I read that article, it wasn't that bad. Alex exaggerates. Okay, well, see, you went and read one thing just to convince yourself everything was all right. Let's take a few more calls here. Let's talk now to Virginia and Georgia. Virginia, go ahead. Okay, she's gone. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, good. First of all, I wanted to say that I think everybody should listen very closely to what you're saying, and of course, every chance they get, spread the word to everybody, their relatives, friends, family, and get the word out there about what's really going on in this country. And I think a good start would be excellent examples on your PrisonPlanet.com analyst, which is you're talking about Operation Mockingbird. And Alex, I think a lot of, you know, some of the problems anyways has to do with the media, and of course people can actually see on your website about how the CIA controls the media.
Well, and then here's the false paradigm, one little, you know, view into it because it's so huge. But the average person sees it one of two ways. It's a right-wing corporate media shilling and acting like it's liberal. Or, oh, no, it's an evil liberal media with a liberal agenda. No, no, it is a corporate media, but it isn't some right-wing agenda or left-wing agenda. It's an elitist, centralized, global dictatorship point of view giving you those false choices. And so the average person, they can go verify right now that thousands of members of the press, our CIA, our NSA, our Department of Justice, I mean, each agency owns hundreds and hundreds. Or they go in with a grant and the reporter, tens of thousands more, just read this ad, and then their voice is put to it, and then people aren't even told it's an ad. It's put in locally on the radio. A local station does this all the time, as a, quote, news bite. But you'll hear that news for a month straight in every newscast, put it in different ways.
And it confirms what you're saying. I mean, there's thousands of journalists, reporters, anchors on the CIA payroll. Not only that, basically, you know, the CIA exclusively was staffed with, you know, Ivy League graduates, especially from Yale, with figures like George Herbert Walker Bush from the Skull and Crossbones Society, which you talk about sometimes. And I think that all of these things are very important. And Another issue that I wanted to bring up, Alex, is which some people were talking about earlier, and it concerns the Second Amendment concerning, well, basically the right to bear arms. And the American people need to know the truth about this, Alex. And it's already been ruled in the Supreme Court as far as possession of firearm is clearly a constitutionally protected right. And as far as a license, tax, or anything like that.
And now they've added 100 caveats to that that are fraudulent, that have even been beaten in court.
Yeah.
But still, the government continues to try to enforce it, and 98% of the time, people aren't able to defend themselves, and thousands of people are rotting in jails for things that aren't even illegal.
Well, exactly, Alex. And there's 20,000 gun laws in the United States, federal and state gun laws. And in Murdoch versus Pennsylvania, it says a state cannot impose a license, tax, or fee on a constitutionally protected right. That's Murdoch versus Pennsylvania. Now,
they convince gun owners to think a concealed permit is some wonderful right when it's really turned a right into a privilege and has set a very dangerous precedent, whereas we need Vermont concealed carry, which is simply the Second Amendment.
Right, and the U.S. Supreme Court broadly and unequivocally held that requiring licensing or registration of a constitutional right is itself unconstitutional.
Yeah, that goes back to the poll tax, the voting tax.
Yeah, and that's Follett versus Town of McCormick, South Carolina. And, you know, basically each day they rape the Constitution, molest our rights, our disingenuous legislators.
Criminals are running things. Listen, I mean, Mayor Daley's a known mobster, his daddy was, and his daddy before him, and he wants a total gun ban. Of course, big, fat, scumbag gangsters want to disarm you. I mean, what does a bank robber say when he comes in the bank? He tells the cop or the security guard, put your gun down.
Exactly, and the Supreme Court justices and the federal judges belittle and dishonor the memory, intent, and integrity of our founding fathers. Now, these self-perceived so-called ethical scholars of law have bastardized the Constitution with their convoluted, ambiguous
and they've all got special clearances to carry automatic weapons or to have bodyguards that we got to pay for.
Exactly. And Alex, it's what you've been saying all along. Virtue by virtue, liberty by liberty, our constitutional republic is systematically being eroded away. And you know, unarmed, we are all vulnerable to tyranny. And that's exactly what they're trying to do.
It would be bad enough if the government was tiny and sweet and loving and they wanted to restrict guns. They've actually put the overt machinery in. They have garbed the police as executioners and inquisitors. They're actually wearing the garb of intimidation and murder and tyranny, the black mask, the black helmet. They are running around. I mean, they're following every tenet to the T. It is tyranny. It is despotism.
Exactly, and of course the government attempts at deception through the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the FBI, the mass murder of over 80 men and women and children shot or burned to death at Waco.
And where did the head general on that go? Right to the top, head of the army right now.
Exactly, and a young innocent boy shot in the back along with his infant-bearing mother shot in the face at Ruby Ridge are profound examples of what's going on in this country.
And then you got perverts, killers, like Lon Horiuchi, who gets a medal for it.
Oh, exactly. And I think that all of us should demand from the legislators that they cease their unconstitutional assaults on the American people. And if our elected officials refuse to obey and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, then vote these traitors out of office, for they are nothing less. These elected and appointed officials who, with intent, actively attempt to subvert the Constitution of the United States of America must be impeached.
Well, Jeff,
prosecuted.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I know hundreds of conservatives, people who really think they're conservative, and you go, well, Bush wants your guns. Bush wants opens border. You know, Bush wants it. Well, I know, but he's better than Hillary. They can't understand that the globalists own both of them and are going to give us another fake election and play the Republican off against the Democrat, and it's just a stage deal. It'd be the same thing if one guy owned all 8 horses in a horse race. I mean, it's a fraud. And he owned the jockeys and you know, has 7 of the 8 holding back to make sure number 5 wins.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a state. Why do they go bet in a game like that? Why do they take part in something we know is rigged? Listen, I appreciate your call, but you make a lot of good points there, sir. And you know, you sound like a legal scholar, probably a constitutional lawyer or a novice who studied it. Why don't you write us an article and email it to prisonplanetweb@hotmail.com. You know, we want listeners. You go to the top of prisonplanet.com, and it says listener comments, feedback. Every day we're posting stuff up there. I mean, if it isn't an outright infomercial, and some of it already is, it's just because that just gets old, we'll post it. If it's good information, if it's links to information, if it's your comments, you can write a 100-page article. You can write a one-page. You can write a two-paragraph. Go to PresentPlanet.com and email it to us. I'm sorry, we don't have the staff if you want to write us letters to transcribe it or, you know, transfer it over into the web. But if you send it to us and it's not ridiculous or slanderous or libelous, we will post it right there at PrisonPlanet.com and also InfoWars.com. You can email to both the sites. Ryan at InfoWars.com, he's one of the webmasters on InfoWars. Or over there to Paul, PrisonPlanetWeb@hotmail.com. That last caller, Jeff, really informed, really intelligent, and we appreciate that. I've taking a few calls here today. I've literally got a ton of other news I need to cover. I'm going to cycle through Brian and Eddie, and then I'm going to hold off on calls for a while in the next hour because, I mean, don't worry, we'll get to you. I got two clips I want to play and a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards, and yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The CIA and others, you know, the NSA is about, what, 14 times bigger than the CIA? Everybody just knows the CIA because they've been around since 1947 by the National Security Act. Founded pretty much exclusively out of Yale and dominated by Skull and Bones, by the way. That's, and of course, that was founded by the opium runners, and the CIA didn't start drug dealing. They were drug dealing before they were even conceived. That's what they do. That's how they operate. The war on drugs is to go after their competition and put your kids in their private prisons here domestically. But another side issue there. When you talk about Operation Mockingbird and things, they only need to own the big writers with the big newspapers who are actually agents. That's why reporters are always getting killed overseas because people think they're CIA. I mean, people overseas know that. And quite frankly, most of the time they are, these big foreign correspondents. You know, these guys that run around in Iraq and don't get killed by our troops are not just embeds, folks. They're on the payroll. In fact, most of those embeds are on the payroll. Hey, the government authorizes it. You don't mind $20,000 a month, do you, on top of this? Well, no, I already agree with you. Well, I know, that's why we chose you, but we're also going to pay you. Well, all right, I won't mind that. Don't worry, you'll never get audited, and here's your own little badge, basically. But then all the other reporters and radio and others, they all just worship the establishment. Some 90-plus percent of the reporters aren't on the payroll in any way, but they just parrot, or to use a more crude term, regurgitate, vomit out the exact same thing they heard. Rush Limbaugh or Michael Wiener Savage or, you know, any of those other people. And of course, a lot of people like Rush Limbaugh, who I wouldn't even say is on some government payroll. He just believes in all of this and is smart enough to know that, you know, if he just spews the establishment line, that there's different types of propaganda, too. I mean, again, they just have the true believers. Then they have people that are on the payroll. They have the people that create the false intelligence, like the lady at the New York Times with the aluminum tubes. There's a whole spectrum of, and then always invariably get the question, well, why do you cover and use mainstream news? Well, we'll take an article that says microchips are good. We all need them. Every child needs them. And I go, look at this horrible propaganda piece saying we all need chips. You have that type of article where just on its face, it's clearly spin and propaganda. Then we have others where it's clearly an operative planting false info about how, you know, they've got EMP nukes and Iran's going to nuke us. I mean, we know Gingrich is Bilderberg. We know he's CFR. We know he's a globalist. Of course he's on their payroll. We know that Porter Goss, you know, supposed member of Congress for the last two decades, CIA the whole time. Now they've made him director. It's the same thing with Bush Sr. There's all these, and then you've got real reporters at AP and Reuters and local newspapers that slips past the editor, who at big papers is normally a government agent, openly being paid. You can, you know, go and track it back and investigate it. A lot of times it's not even hidden. Well, yes, I was in the CIA back when I was younger, but when I was 35, I went into journalism. And now I'm 64, and I'm a big editor. So you have all of that going on, too. But a lot of stuff will slip past them, and it'll get in the newspaper. It'll get on a TV news website. It'll get on a newswire. But then the nightly news magically doesn't ever pick up on that story. We do. We go and get that nugget. Nuggets every day, and we then magnify those, whereas they in the past wouldn't have gotten an audience. We're able to ensure that they do get an audience, and we break that gatekeeper mentality. I mean, what do you get on the nightly news? Locally, maybe four or five stories. Nationally, maybe 10 stories. It's the same 10 in the same order with the same drug company. Put your kids on Prozac ads in the same order. And Lockheed Martin ads about how great biometrics are. I mean, we're living in an Orwellian nightmare. And so it is manufacturing consent, to use one of their agents' terms. It is manufacturing consent. And then they got phony leftists like Chomsky who were there manufacturing that consent. Controlling the paradigm. For those of you that try to escape the Matrix, they've created other false levels to it.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.